Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
High noon in the District of Columbia, and we are fired up to get on the Rude Guest Hotline and welcome in Joe Theismann. Joe T joins us now. How are you, sir? What's going on?
Good, JP. AB, how are you?
I'm good, Joe. What's happening, man?
Oh, just trying to work on my golf game. You know that.
Oh, man.
I shot a tidy little
44
on 9
holes. Joe, when I grew up, I want to be just like you, man.
Without all the pieces being put back together, I hope.
I got a few broken spots.
Joe, obviously it's been a really busy week in the NFL. I want to start with the football, and then maybe we talk some stadium after that. But
as
a former quarterback, how much must Jaden like it to see the team address so much the offensive line in this offseason?
I think he's got to be very excited. I mean, obviously that – you know, you get a chance to see it doing OTAs and mini camps and then on through training camp to see it develop. But I think just the pieces that have been put together, the job that Adam has done and Dan has done of laying the foundation for this football team going forward. We were a very young football team a year ago. And now with the draft and some of the acquisitions that we've made and, you know, Larry coming in, you're thrilled to be able to see what the team is doing to try and win football games. It isn't just for Jaden because, it's, you know, you've got the running game that you have to look at as well, and how good are we going to be able to run the football, which is something I think we need to do better than we did a year ago and have it not be just the quarterback position. But I think he's got to be very excited.
But, Joe, looking at the fact they had Coleman last year, they just drafted Rod Connolly, tackles that may end up playing different positions than when they played. The new era of the NFL gets the best five players out there. You know, Jacoby was one of those guys even back in your day where Joe moved around, right?
No, not really. Jake played the left tackle position most of the time.
Then he moved to guard later in my years.
In your years, yeah. He did. Yeah, I think he just moved him inside a little bit. But when I had him, it was all left tackle. And, of course, Russ was the left guard. Mark was the right guard. George Stark was the right tackle. And Jeff was the center. That was pretty consistent for me. When I had them, when the Hogs were originally created, I think it was just the foundation. There wasn't a lot of rotation, but there was a lot of stability, and the guys stayed healthy. You know, that was one of the big things I saw in our football team a year ago. We had a lot of guys stay healthy and play a lot of football. That had not happened in previous years. But, yeah, I think what they're looking at now is basically you look at a guard that can play center. You look at a big guard that can play tackle. You look at tackles that can play both sides. Because this old theory about right tackle, left tackle, to me, is out the window. Because with the formations that everybody uses today offensively, both tackles are on an island. Whether you're on the left or the right, you still have an open end outside of you. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of times do you have tight ends lined up next to you. So, and that's the skill set that I think that Adam's looking for and that the team's looking for is versatility. I think when Dan came here, that was one of the things he stressed was we want guys that can play different positions, and that's what they're getting.
Yeah, I agree. Talking with Joe Theismann here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Of course, you can follow Joe at Theismann number 7. What do you think about, I don't know if you saw any of them, but I know you live in Virginia, the tech kid, the Hokie, the receiver they got, 4.3 speed, going to return punts. I think that's at least an exciting player from this haul.
Having, of course, Mitch and I are you know, we're former kick returners, yeah. So we appreciate, hey, I got a pretty good, my average is almost 10 yards per punt return.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I'll put that up there. I mean, never had Mitch's elusiveness and toughness and strength. I was more a scared kid running back there, running from big people.
Hey, Joe, hell, that's what I was.
I think it's a great addition. I mean, we tend to focus on, you know, defensive backs, defensive linemen, offensive linemen, wide receivers in that position. But the special teams that somebody – that's the way you make a football team. That's how you make a football team, is how you perform on special teams. And it isn't just the flat-out speed that someone has. It's the quickness, I think, when it comes to being able to return kicks. That was one – you know, Darryl Green had a rare combination of both. We never used him until we got to the playoffs. Yep. But he had the ability not only to be able to run fast, but he could make people miss, and he went from 0 to 60 in a heartbeat. Mm-hmm. And I think this young man's got that kind of potential.
So Darryl's like an electric car, instantly running.
Yes. Joe, I looked up your numbers. 1974, 15 punt returns for 157 yards, 10.5 yards per pop. Only two in 70. That was the end. There were two more in 75.
He became a quarterback then. It's kind of hard to be a punt returner.
I want to ask you a question, and forgive me for not knowing this. Why did they have you returning punts?
It was, I tell you, if you got a second.
I'm interested.
A second. Okay. 5 hours later, Joe Theismann, JP, and Mitch are still talking about it. But anyway, so in 1974 against the Giants, Kenny Houston, Kenny was our punt returner, and he got hurt. And I was standing next to George, and See, after practice, I just didn't go in. I stayed out and threw balls. I stayed out and caught punts. I mean, I returned punts in college my first 7 games at Notre Dame. And then I returned some kicks in the Canadian Football League. And so when I got to the Redskins, it was like, hey, you know, I'll just take the jug machine and go out and just catch balls, because I loved football. I loved every part of football. So I'm standing sort of off George's right shoulder, and Kenny Houston gets hurt. And I said, Coach, Kenny's hurt. You want me to go in? He says, go ahead. And I go running by him. And he turns to Paul Lanham, our special teams coach. He says, what's he doing out there? You just sent him in return. You just sent him in to return punts. Get him off the field. And George was, if you could prove something to George, he would stay with you. That's all it was. It was all about proving yourself. And so my first punt was against the Giants. And then almost broke one against the Cowboys and almost broke one against the Rams. But it was people have asked me, you know, if you could go back and play football, if the good Lord gave you the ability to stay healthy, what would you do? Let me return punts. I mean, it's the most exhilarating thing in the world. There's so many different aspects to it. I watch, and guys use gloves today and everything else. We didn't use gloves. I used to try and catch the ball behind my back. I used to, I mean, all kinds of different ways to catch it. Just try and perfect your trade. But I absolutely love it. That's how I wound up on the field. I proved to George I could do it.
That's really cool. You mentioned something there. We don't have time for this, but if you haven't heard Jameis Winston describing punt returns, you should make sure you track that down.
Yes.
It's pretty wild.
Everything Jameis says is wild.
I do want to transition, though, to RFK Stadium. Talking with Joe Theismann here on the Rude Guest Hotline, a legendary Super Bowl winning quarterback for the Burgundy and Gold. And, Joe, you narrated this video that came out Monday morning from the Commanders and from Muriel Bowser. It was a really powerful video, striked a lot of nostalgia. And, you know, I find you kind of a really, really compelling figure in the history of RFK Stadium, because undoubtedly you won a ton of games there and quarterbacked Super Bowl teams. That's where you played your home games and a record-breaking offense. But you also experienced, I mean, truly like personal heartbreak there when your career ended. What did it mean to you for Washington to reach out in this capacity?
It was a terrific honor. I appreciated the opportunity to have a chance to do the video. I thought the video was so well put together and so well done. Kudos to the production units that put it together. I thought it captured so much of the city. It captured the enthusiasm. It captured the excitement of what the past was. But then it also moved into the future of what it's going to be and what it can do to the Anacostia area and that whole area down. I never realized, you know, Mitch knows this too. When you drove up, all we saw was the parking lot and the stadium.
Yep.
I didn't know how much land was around RFK. I didn't know how much land was around RFK until I did the show with Peyton Manning. We did Peyton Place down there.
Oh, cool.
Larry Brown, Daryl Green, Mark Mosley, Jeff Bostic, myself. But I had no idea how much property was around there, and I think it's going to be sensational. But it really, the video sort of blended the past and took a sort of a look into the future of what we can do in the city down there. And, you know, it's sort of gone full circle. There were generations here that didn't really understand it isn't that they didn't understand how important the fans were, but the proximity of the fans to us at RFK, I mean, they were right there. They were right there. I talked to a number of guys that played on different teams, and they said, listen, we hate playing at RFK Stadium. It's the one stadium in the National Football League we hate to play in because the fans are right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're probably going to wind up with a smaller stadium than they build. They're building smaller stadiums now, so the intimacy will come back a little bit more. But, and again, you know, Josh, you know, he's a Maryland guy. I mean, this was where he grew up. This was where he watched his football. And so I think it's exciting to have ownership, you know, really take this kind of an interest and say, this is where we want to be. And Mayor Bowser, thank you so much for, you know, being there. Of course, President Biden had to sign some paperwork to be able to make it happen. So a lot of different things came together for us to be able to have the opportunity to put the stadium there. And, you know, I guess at $4 billion or so, you can build one heck of a house.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. What do you know, be a Maryland guy trying to take care of the city?
But, Joe, what you – like, we always ask fans about their favorite memory moment and stuff like that. You know, JP mentioned a few things, but do you have a moment that is your absolute favorite from RFK?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's my favorite in football, even more so than the Super Bowl. It's the 1983 NFC Championship game against the Dallas Cowboys. We're beating the Cowboys. I'm standing on the sidelines at the end of the game, and literally the fans are pounding their feet on these seats. They brought in some aluminum seats to create capacity and everything. And I'm standing on the sidelines, and the people are pounding their feet, and literally the ground beneath my feet is shaking. And that was so unreal to think that there was that much power and that much energy in that stadium that it could affect the earth beneath my feet. I just, every time people ask me what's the game you remember the most, certainly you remember a Super Bowl and having a chance to win it. That's, you know, goes without saying. But to beat the Cowboys at our place with the fans doing what they were doing, that memory stays with me forever.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today
with Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch The Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I bet. Talking with our friend Joe Theismann here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Of course, you can follow Joe at Theismann7, T-H-E-I-S-M-A-N-N, in case you're born under a rock and don't know how to spell
Theismann. Thank you.
Joe, for a place that obviously means so much to you, for you to volunteer your time with the Commanders and do the work on the video and do Peyton's place on that, you know, to go to back to RFK to show it to Peyton Manning. We don't know, but I'm going to choose optimism on the DC Council vote. I'm going to choose optimism because it costs the same. It's what SVP always says. What will it feel to you to walk back in there for a football game with the burgundy and gold on the field?
It'll be a flashback in memories. It'll be just really to pull into that parking lot. The couple of times I've been there for different shows and different things that I've done, and just to pull into the parking lot and remember where I parked my car, and remember the walk into the stadium. And there's so many wonderful memories. Of course, you know, when I got hurt in that stadium too. I mean, it's like my career started there and my career ended there. And so for me, you know, to be able to do it again, it's a start of a fresh new beginning. But I don't think of it for me, JP. I think of it for the young players that we have, that they're going to have a sense and they're going to get a chance to take a step back in history. No matter what the stadium looks like, no matter how it's constructed, it's still on some hallowed ground as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, you're walking on hallowed ground where the fans were absolutely such a huge part of what we were able to accomplish as a football team, as a city, as an organization. I just had a chance. Coach Gibbs has a Youth for Tomorrow dinner coming up, but I was with Doug, Rip, Joe, and myself. We just did a call yesterday, and we were telling stories, and we were laughing, and we were having the best time. And so much of it was there. It was at that stadium. There all these wonderful things occurred to us. But I hope the city council gets as excited as I am for us to be able to go home.
I'm with you on that.
Absolutely,
Joe.
Man. It's an exciting time. It seems like there's so much momentum and optimism. And of course, you know, there are a lot of things to consider. The city does need to get the best deal they can, and you gotta think beyond just the stadium and make sure there's parks and shopping and affordable housing.
Sure.
I just believe in
it can be done.
What it can do for, you know, the eastern part of the city and just for the whole. I think this can be both a city thing specifically and an entire DMV thing if it's done correctly.
Yes.
And I think that's think about what these guys have been able to accomplish in less than 2 years.
Yeah.
I'll bet on them.
Hell yeah.
I am too. I totally agree with you, JP. I mean, the visions, the dreams, you know, dreams and visions and hopes and wishes and, you know, whatever, you know, the things that the fans were looking for are coming full. And that's the thing I hope that the city considers is the people who've supported this franchise through the really great times and the really struggling times. And now we're turning the corner to come back. To throw cold water on this fire would really dampen spirits for a lot of people. So, I mean, you keep the flame burning. You know, keep the excitement and the enthusiasm. We accomplished stuff last year that we hadn't seen in forever. We have we got a terrific young football team, a terrific young – not only do we have a young, great quarterback, but a terrific young man.
Totally.
And this is the thing that I constantly talk about with Jaden is – yes, his athleticism is exceptional, and we see a lot of guys with exceptional athleticism, but he's such a great young man. I mean, the things that he's done, the things that he's doing in the city, the leadership quality that he has, the work ethic that he has, you know, the want not to be good, to be great, but not for himself, but for the city and the football team. I mean, it's special. I mean, we're back at a very special time. You know, Mitch and I, we were very fortunate. Mm-hmm. You know, we lived it. Now he and his teammates and the coaches and everybody that are fans of the Commanders get a chance to live it again.
Joe, well said, man. And seriously, the video was out just beyond great, and really cool that you were involved in that.
Yeah, it was.
Thank you. Did you say you shot 44 the other day?
I did. Tidy little nine holes.
Well, was it nine? I thought you quit after six. I'm sorry.
Nah, man.
Hey, Jay, Joe's working. We got to get him to work on the damn pitching wedge. If he get that straight, he'd be unbelievable.
It's his short game.
He like to shank the damn pitching wedge. He hit a straight drive, shank the pitching wedge.
Don't ever say that word. Say that word.
I am the opposite of most people.
It gets blazoned in your mind if you start saying that word too much.
I know. I hit the driver well. The closer I get to the hole, the more trouble I have.
hey, Mitch can fix that. He's a master. He's got great hands.
He doesn't like to listen, though.
Big ears doesn't listen.
Oh, that's the problem. There's the problem right there.
Joe T, thank you so much, man. Appreciate it.
You bet, guys. Take care.
All right, man. Take care.
Joe Theismann. Awesome, awesome interview. Apparently, how do you follow up an interview with Joe Theismann? Chris Russell.
Oh, boy.